rolling on this side.
We are too.
Thank you guys for taking the time to put all this forward. I think there's a lot of good stuff here, a lot of things I think we can work with. Made a list of a few small things that just kind of stand out to us initially. We'll write up our responses
good.
To this.
A lot there.
If you would also please send me just a Microsoft Word version of these.
Yes, I will.
I don't want to retype a lot of it. A couple of things on the instructor lecturer promotions. So we were looking at, if you think about the percentage increase, right, it's 5% for each of those two levels. If someone makes $50,000, right, that's about a $2,500 increase at each of those two jumps. Now, we recognize that things compound over time, right, but just ballpark is $2,500 at each of those two times. The way that the multi-year contract structure works right now is that if someone is consistently getting their multi-year contracts, every 6 years they get an additional $1,000, right? Like that's built into the contract. So if you put in these two 5% increases over someone's career, that's not much of a financial difference from maintaining what we currently have. Of every 6 years, you would get an additional $1,000, plus you would have your multi-year contract. Right, so our impulse over 30 years that comes out to $5,000 also, you know. So there's not a big financial difference because you would have six multi-year contracts. You would have 5 6-year intervals, which would correspond to $5,000, or 2 5% increases over 30 years, which would also correspond to $5,000, not including compounding money, right? I see a lot of furrowed brows. Do you guys see the math that I'm getting at?
I was not understanding why the approach for the promotion was going to take 30 years.
It's not going to take 30 years. I'm saying that if assuming someone's career is 30 years, just ballpark, right? Okay. Right now, they would have six five places where they got an additional $1,000, assuming they got good evaluations, which would lead to $5,000, right? If someone's salary is $5,000 or $50,000, a 5% increase each of those times is $2,500, right? Not counting compounding interest. So there's really not a big financial difference between those two structures. And in our current structure, they would have the security of a multi-year contract, which would now is being taken out of the system, right? So our impulse on that, we'll have a counter proposal, but that's one of the things that we've identified as a something to look at.
Okay.
In 11.2C, this is the language about the classroom observation. Mm-hmm. So one of our concerns about this language is that, we understand the scenario, Mike, that you've outlined previously about, you know, like where there's an investigation going on and the university needs to go in and see that that space, right, to kind of see what's going on, and that this 2-week window can potentially inhibit that. Like we understand that. Our concern is like the EG language that you have here about verifying student complaints as a significant trigger or potential trigger to nullify that 2-week window, that causes us some pause, because the situation that we want to prevent is where, and this happens frequently, a student will say, you know what, this teacher gave me a bad grade, you know, I don't like their teaching style, right, you know, I'm not going to go talk to that teacher. Instead, I'm going to go to the department chair, and I want that department chair to intervene and respond, right? And so right now, when that happens, what a department chair is supposed to do is say, you need to go talk to the teacher, right? that's the next step if you don't like the teaching style of your grade. Now, this language would allow, because it just says verifying student complaints, without the teacher being informed in any way, this language could potentially be interpreted broadly, where for any complaint, the department chair could go now and circumvent that 2-week window, right, to observe a classroom. So what we would need is just kind of a clear limiting principle in that. Some of the language we've looked at other contracts, instead of defining this sort of scenario the way we've done here, some like at North Florida, they have a line that says nothing in this article will prevent the university from conducting its investigations, right, approved by the provost, right? And we think something more along that lines might address the scenario that you've outlined.
All right.
So that's,
well, whatever you provide us, Jonathan, we'll consider.
Okay, so that was one of the things that stood out to us. Let's see. We've already mentioned the component about that language about the dean's eval and the tier. Mm-hmm. Something that we'll look at. Now I can't read my writing of what I've written down here.
There's enough here for us to chew on
for a
while.
Yeah. We'll chew on. But those are things that kind of stood out.
Okay, good.
Us.
Now, do we have another day set?
No, we don't have a day set.
All right, maybe we should do that.
Yes. Yeah. That would be helpful to do now instead of.
I'll decompress with you on the phone on the way home.
Okay.
Since I'm not.
Okay.
I'm ex officio, guys. Good to see y'all.
Good to see you.
You two or three are the ones that are all important. I'm just.
Okay. What's that called?
Oh, and I'm more flexible now on this 3:45 time.
See, I'll save the time.
Thank you.
Jonathan, you were saying you're more flexible.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be at 3:45. So June, I'm pretty open just about any time.
Of course, I teach face to face. That's my summer.
Oh, really?
So I start teaching Thursday of this week.
Yeah, I'm out between the 5th and the 26th.
Are you going somewhere?
Well, I've got a convention I have to attend. But then beyond that, I've got a couple of weeks leave, so.
Well, good for you, Tom.
Yeah.
Not going anywhere. Can't afford to go anywhere.
Yeah. Well, do we meet without Tom, or do we wait for him to come back? Not to mean you any disrespect. Because we would much prefer him.
What's your preference?
What days do you guys have available?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
I'm out the 5th through the 15th.
You're out the 5th through the 15th.
Okay.
I have.
And if I'm out the 14th through the 25th.
All right, 14th to the 25th? Well, that pretty much, we don't have to answer Tom's question then. That covered everything but the 26th.
Right. Kim and Daniel.
I'm available on the 26th.
Kim and Daniel, forget what you just said. Because of Tom, we are going to have to take all the way out of last name for the month.
Just blame it on me with them.
If they're okay with you that time, I'll be on the 26th.
26th.
I'm
used
to it. I have a special magistrate's hearing on the 27th. In Bartow, Florida, but if we did it earlier in the day of the 26th, I could probably still get down there. I could do the afternoon of the 28th or the 29th.
What kind of days of the week are they?
Wednesday and Thursday is the 28th and the 29th. And then, that's just like a month. That's it. I get the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th free, but that's.
My 28th is pretty cool. The 29th is Board of Trustees, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, 29th is our Board of Trustees, so we can't come.
All right, so let's, and the 30th is the day before the 4th of July, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the 4th of July is Tuesday.
We get Monday.
Friday before your long weekend.
Some of us might also take Friday off.
I teach
if
Friday.
If we get lucky.
Is that Monday not good? Even if you did it early in the day.
How about the 28th?
Yeah, 28th is fine.
Yeah.
Why don't we just pick that? It's because we know we don't have to figure holiday.
That's Wednesday.
Schedules.
28th.
I won't be able to come.
You can't come on the 28th?
I found a support of
them. What did you just say?
I found a support the day.
Oh, you do? What time you guys will meet on? Well, what time is. Dan, what time is your foundation board stuff?
Well, I'll be on vacation that day. So
you're on vacation?
The 28th, yeah.
Are we?
I actually have something else the whole day before that, too. On the 28th.
You're completely busy on the 28th? All right. Okay. I don't know what's left. What did you just say?
29th?
29th is our BOT meeting.
Showdown BOT meeting.
It's crazy, crazy.
Okay.
Well, what about, is there a big obstacle to the Monday that week or the Friday that week?
What was the Monday?
26th.
26th.
Yeah, I could do the 26th.
I thought you couldn't do it.
I can do the 26th.
No, I can do the 26th. I just have to be at a hearing at 9 o'clock on Tuesday the 27th.
We can do it. I can do it any time during the day.
So if I can do the 26th on
Monday. It's a Monday. It's a Monday.
But I could do it.
Like at 10?
Yeah, 10.
10.
10 a.m. Monday?
Okay, 26th on 10.
You have cabinet?
At 10.
It starts at 10, doesn't it?
How long does it usually go, Kim?
Usually 2 hours, but if I can just be there for the first hour, I can leave for 11.
Okay, let's make it 11 o'clock on the 26th.
Thank you.
And okay. I have a note here that Mike will bring lunch. Okay. Amanda was bringing lunch on the 11th.
I am bringing lunch.
Yeah.
11 for one.
I'm bringing lunch for everybody, and then I'm going to go out.
With a jar of peanut butter.
All right, we will notice it.
Okay, good. And we'll just have to play do it this way, I guess. You know, it's a long way out, but it's a business.
Where is that city in Florida?
Bartow?
Yeah, where is it?
Bartow is in Polk County.
Yeah, okay. Like central. Right.
Yeah.
Near Lakeland, right?
Turn this off. So near Lakeland.